In Antioch, the church at Antioch was easily another 10,000. We're talking about mega churches, but that is not the norm. That's not the norm. It's usually just small little groups of believers. And now, I'm going to take you there. I'm not going to read anything there in particular, just remind you. Take some time in this next few weeks just to read the letters to the seven churches of Asia. And do you realize there are only two churches that were told that everything was good in them, everything was positive in them. And all the other churches of the seven, so the other five, they had something wrong in every other church. Guess what? Guess what about those churches that's unique? Those two churches, that everything that was said about them was entirely positive, they were small, struggling, little churches. In fact, you go back and look at them. The church at Smyrna in Revelation 2, 8 through 11 said, you're poor. Jesus just came out and said, you're poor. What does that mean? You don't have much. You're poor. And then in parenthesis, he says, but you are rich. And then when he talks to the church at Philadelphia in Revelation, the third chapter, he actually says that that little church in Philadelphia was powerless. They were without strength. He actually calls them that. But he commends them. And he basically reminds them ultimately in the light of the book of Revelation that though they were powerless, he, Jesus, was and is not powerless. He was their power. So you look at all the other churches. You know what some of the other churches were? They were big. They were huge. They thought they were fine. They were well. They had everything. And Jesus would tell them that they were blind and they were naked and they were poor when they thought they were rich. And wow. Wow. Little flock, your Father has seen fit to give you the kingdom of God. So we want to make this lesson, well, come to a fitting conclusion. A couple of things to think about. Turn to the book of Philippians. In this great little book with a big message, here's the spirit we need to have. We need to quit making excuses and just start doing what God says to do. We need to quit saying, I can't because I'm so little, because I don't have much, because I'm not gifted enough, I don't know how, I can't. And we need to start saying, but God can. You know, the moment you start thinking, well, I can't do that, well, but God can do something here. If I just listen to Him, serve Him, love Him, yield to Him, submit to Him. You know the passage, I trust, in Philippians, the fourth chapter, and in verse 13. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. And then I always love to realize that you don't get that fully until you read back down in verses 19 and 20. Here Paul basically says, and my God, and here's why I can do all things through Christ. So when I look at myself and I realize my limitations, but God is unlimited. But what I do is I fall back on my limitation. Well, I'm not very good at that, and I can't do this, and I don't know how to do this. And wait. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Well, how's that going to work? Listen to verses 19 and 20 now. And my God will supply every need of yours according to the riches of glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, how do I do all things through Christ? Because He could do anything. He could do anything. And it's God who will supply every need of yours and mine to be that little flock of God who is destined for the kingdom of the Lord. My God will supply every single need of yours according to His riches. Now, let me ask, is God generous or is He stingy? In other words, is He looking to give you as little as possible and get away with holding it all back? No, what actually John says in the first chapter is He has given us grace upon grace. I love the NIV. It says, one gift after the other. God has given us, He's gifted us, not just one little gift, but He sent the best of heaven to us and continues to bless us from above. He's given us His riches according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Unto the very end of the ages and the end of the world, God will take care of us. And our problem is we have little faith. No problem. God can take your little faith and mine, and He can turn them into something powerful and exquisite and beautiful. according to His riches and His purpose. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Do we believe that? See, I look at myself and I'm just one person. I have only so much, but God is the one who has everything. And He can make all the difference in my life and your life and our life. And so what if we're not a mega church? There's nothing wrong with being a mega church. That's usually defined as over 5,000 to 10,000 and beyond. And Jerusalem was that way and Antioch was that way. But throughout history, most of the churches were just small little groups of believers, sometimes a lot smaller than here. Doesn't matter what size we are, we have a big God, a great God, an awesome God and Creator. And if we will just trust Him, and in that trust, remember Luke 12? We quit being so wrapped up in the world, worldliness, covetousness, greediness, selfishness. We just trust Him. We have nothing to fear because He's going to give us the world, no better than the world, the kingdom of God. He shares with us everything. But He calls us, and it's really a loving, charming term, little flock. We're a bunch of little sheep, and He loves us. He's going to give us everything. Oh, that's our prayer to God. That's my prayer for us, to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God, to trust Him with our lives, and to realize again, and finally, I'll say it one last time, little, even if it's little faith, and that's not always a good thing to have just little faith, is much in the hands of God, if we will just trust Him and follow Him. So let's do that. And be the little flock that God loves and has promised an entire kingdom to. If you're subject to the gospel call, you're ready to become His child through the obedience of faith. If you realize that your God is too small, then you have the wrong God. Because our God is magnificent and spectacular. And He can do anything and He will do everything to bless you by His grace, especially in our salvation. You're ready to become a child of God. If you're ready to return to the Lord, will we do that? Will you do that? Will we come forward as we stand and sing this song? God bless you.